VFW Mobile.
Much of anything.
Most anything myself. But I was going to get some hunting in, but then I really didn't want to go in the woods by myself.
I ain't too keen on it myself.
Follow me, but now I don't. My kids didn't want to go, so I'm like, I just stay home and relax.
You're going to a few years ago is up in Westminster, and man, you can get twisted around out there pretty easy.
Told my wife, I'm like, you know, if something happens to me, nobody'd really realize it till I just didn't come home that evening. And then who knows what's done, been happening for several hours.
Where I go, half the time you can't get not even cell phone reception.
Places in Union like that. Some of them I can get it, some of them it's just kind of spotty.
Gone crossband repeat, deep even get out, probably.
I need to try that one day just to see, because I know my radio will do it. I've just never tried it.
At the house, if I'm out in the yard and I got my HT and that, so anywhere's in the subdivision, you can't tell that I'm not on the truck radio.
Not a bad idea.
Use the HT inside the house, because you know, the HT can't quite make the repeater unless I'm standing right on my X, but with the truck on crossband, it works real good inside the house.
The little antenna, would that help it out some? I know my first antenna's, it's funny, and, God, I can't remember what it was. There's a little dual band, you know, ground plane antenna, and I put it in my wife's ficus tree. She got one of them fake ficus, and I put it in the hat. It was hilarious.
One of them little cheap Baofeng with a little rubber duck on it, but I can hit the repeater if I'm standing on the back deck.
Good. It's just about to go outside every time you want to talk on the radio. But it's just crazy how much a difference either movement or just different antenna setups can do.
A lot more cars out than usual.
Wasn't too bad this morning. I thought I'd come down 26, and I didn't think it was that bad at all, but I got on the road a little bit earlier this morning.
There's a lot of cars on Wade Hampton this morning.
Day with everybody coming back to the grind. I wonder how many people take off the week after Thanksgiving.
Days myself.
Day off. I got to burn all my vacation. Get it down to zero balance. I didn't carry any over. So I figured I might as well just take Friday off.
That's how it is out here at the new place, and that you got to use it or lose it. My old place, you could roll over almost 300 hours, and that which made it really nice. But this place, so I got all of this week, and then I got three-day weeks in a row.
Nothing wrong with that. Just kind of sucks to burn it all, but that's definitely a nice little bit of time off.
3 weeks to start, so that's good.
Good start.
Lately?
Last week, he was saying the Prius, I guess, didn't have heat in it, so he was driving a different vehicle. But I think he said he was off as well today, so he might be on tomorrow. Emailed Tim. I hadn't heard from him in a while either. I think I saw him on 80, but I hadn't really heard him.
Catch Tim every morning at my when I was working at the old place, because I was about, you know, almost half hour earlier.
You been laying low if Mike's not been on or what was going on. Maybe he was driving his other truck. I wasn't sure. But, yeah, I emailed him and reached out to him this morning since I didn't hear him on the radio.
Yesterday I was sitting there at the kitchen table just messing around and that, and I managed to see four deer out the back window.
Be feeling bad that I didn't go hunting Saturday. But I'm glad. Shoot, I seen we had a piebald deer in my back, well, not my backyard, but right behind my backyard years back. And man, it was see that.
That is.
It's a disease or I think maybe more genetic, but you get, instead of just having brown, all brown, with white belly, it'll have white spots all over, like big patches of white all over the body.
Yeah, it was, wife was leaving for work, and I looked out there, it's like, hey, look, there's a little buck. And that he just popped out of the, man, it's pretty thick, and he just popped right out. And it's like, well, and then a little bit later, there was a yearling, and then his sister showed up, and that out there, and then the mama showed up, and then they hung around pretty much all day. I seen them off and on.
Man, I love seeing deer, whether I shoot them or not. I don't mind seeing them at all. It's always interesting just to watch them.
Little dogs came outside, and the deer looked at them, but wasn't real concerned until they ran all the way up to the fence, and then they just kind of stepped into the little thicket about 20 feet, but I could still see that they were in there.
Well, I hate to cut you off, but I got to head on into work. So, 7-3s to you. You have a good day. Hopefully you have a good smooth one at work for a Monday. So, that's KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
All right, Andrew, good to talk to you. I hope you have an awesome day, and I'll try to catch you in the morning. And I'll say 73, KN4TFW.